when people say that once you get saved, you're just never going to sin, you're always going to keep God's commandments, you're always going to do right, they're essentially saying that you don't need the resurrection. Because if you think about it, the very essence of the resurrection is the fact that God is going to give us a glorified body that is completely absent of sin and unresponsive to the temptations of this world. But that doesn't happen until the resurrection. And so this side of eternity, we're always going to sin, we're going to make mistakes, we're going to fall. And in fact, the Apostle Paul described this in Romans chapter 7 when he said that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. He said, to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. He says, I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? He describes this conflict in Galatians chapter 5 when he says that the flesh lusteth against the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. And so the solution to that conflict is the resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 50 says that flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But then it goes on to say that in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, you know, we shall all be changed. He says, this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal shall have put on immortality, and then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. He's going to change our vile body and fashion it like into his glorious body. And so think about that. You know, thank God for the resurrection, that one day we're not going to have to deal with sin, but we do now.